let's jump into rookie roulette. Go with Amen Thompson. We can be kind of quick with this, but you know, we want to make sure we give him the respect that he deserves. So Amen Thompson was the fourth pick to the Houston Rockets from OTE. He ended up eighth on our final composite big board. He is currently averaging 17 minutes, 7 points, 4.8 rebounds, 2.3 steals, 1.5 stocks on 48.8, 16.2, 66.7 shooting splits. Over the last 10 games, though, he's starting to get a bigger role and kind of starting to figure stuff out. Over those 10 games, he's averaging 21 minutes, 9.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, 3.4 assists, 2.2 stocks on 53.7, 20, and 70 shooting splits. Rucker, what have been your kind of early reactions with Amen Thompson's rookie season?
I think it's right on schedule. I think, you know, a lot of people are going to want Houston to be like, hey, he's got to play way more. I think they're doing perfect job with Amen. Sorry if I'm a little off of, you know, maybe I'm not 100% accurate here, but I know like beginning of the year, then he had that injury, was out for an extended amount of time, came back. They threw him in the G League to get him some run, get him up to speed. He had crazy numbers. And then, you know, you got a coach now that's holding this team accountable, and Van Vliet goes down and he's getting an opportunity now to play extended minutes. Like you just hinted on, his last four games, he's averaged 12.5, 8.3 rebounds, three assists, one steal, one block, 55-0, 62. And you know, Houston right now, 23-27, they're one game back of Golden State for the play-in, if I'm correct, and they're 4.5 games back of Dallas for the 8th seed. So they're going to be clawing, trying to just get into the play-in game, see what happens. But I think what I've loved seeing from Amen is what me and you kind of talked at the beginning of this show before we even hit record, is he's starting to look like his brother on the defensive side of the ball, which I think is a big tip of the hat to Ime Udoka and that staff. For rookies are going to come in and be like, hey, I'm this stud top 10 pick. Like it's, you know, I'm going to be starting soon. And good coaches are going to be like, you're going to get on the court while playing defense. And what we wanted to see with the men from his OTE days was, could he unlock that consistent defensive ability? He's making some fantastic plays. That Indiana Pacer game, he was all over the place. There's just flashes where you get to a point watching him, where you're like, this kid figures it out and everyone buckle the hell up, because it's going to be fun, but it's obviously the shot, but he's just figuring out stuff now that's not even related to the shot.
And, yeah.
You brought it up before we recorded. You're like, man, he's figuring out what to do off the ball, which is everything we said at OTE. I was like, he's got to figure out how to adapt off the ball to really find another level of his game. Go ahead.
Which is a tough pivot to make when you've always been the on-ball guy, when you've always been the creator. You know, last Sunday I was lucky enough to be covering the Timberwolves in person, and they played the Rockets that night. So I got to watch Amen Thompson warm up and kind of go through his pregame routine and take jumpers, you know, pregame, and then see him up close and personal. And my God, the athleticism pops in person. I know it pops in screen, but God, him and Cam Whitmore in person, it's something else. But in that game and all season, they've been playing him kind of more as a wing, and that's forced him into being more of a kind of complementary player, which is so new for what he's done historically going back to high school and OTE, where he's always had the ball. He's always been the initiator of the offense, and that's not what he's doing right now. But he's learning how to cut and move off ball and crash the offensive glass. Just going to kind of run through some of his like hustle numbers here just to show the, just really highlight the impact that he's having. But on possessions where he cuts, he's scoring 1.438 points per possession, which ranks in the 76th percentile. He has a 19.1 defensive rebounding rate, 100th percentile, a 7.1 offensive rebounding rate, 100th percentile, a 2.5 steal rate, 90th percentile, 1.5 block rate, 96th percentile. He's figuring out the consistency and how he can really leverage his athleticism to make an impact at the highest level that he can, given the opportunity and role that he's been put into. And I love that they're putting him in more of an off-ball role, because it allows him to crash the glass consistently. It allows him to figure out those nuances that everyone else on the team kind of has to do and that he's never been forced to do. And he's learning how to do all of that in the hardest league, and he's learning it quickly. So if I was a Rockets fan, I would be absolutely over the moon about how these last couple months for him have gone. The jumper is what it is. It's bad. It's flat out bad. It's probably going to be bad for a while. But the fact that he's learning how to impact the game in these different pockets and pick his spots and really utilize his athleticism to its fullest extent, where he's grabbing a ton of rebounds on both ends of the floor. He's creating extra possessions. And then when he gets a defensive rebound, he's immediately bolting out in transition, where it's like 25.5% of his possessions are transition. It's really, really impressive stuff. And the scoring has a lot of work to do, but even when he's not scoring at the rim, it's way better than it was at OTE. He's learning a bit of craft. He's learning that he can't just rely on his raw athleticism, and he's drawing a ton of fouls when he attacks the rim. So I've been really, really encouraged by his rookie year after being extremely skeptical and hesitant going into the draft.
I'm very encouraged. I think I'm right there with you. If you're a Rockets fan, you should be head over heels, just pumped out of your mind. I don't want people to take this next part the wrong way, and I know how excited Metcalf gets when I say that phrase, but I mean this in the best possible way for a man. He right now is a possessed Ben Simmons that wants to get great, is very hungry to work on his game, is very, very passionate about getting better. And I think that is one of the scariest things to figure out or like to deal with, is whole crap. Like, this kid has the tools, and instead of, you know, Ben Simmons had the length at 6'10" and the frame right out of the gate. Instead, a man is 6'7" with holy crap athleticism that he's using to find ways to impact. Like, he is all over the place on the boards. It's a tip dunks. It's getting possessions and throwing out dimes. The playmaking is still there. It's fantastic. Some of the reads he makes, you just like, you see flashes all the time. You're just like, oh my goodness. When this kid keeps figuring it out and keeps playing and the confidence keeps building and he's going to keep working on his game. Like, him developing off the ball is so huge, because he's always going to be a weapon with the ball in his hands. But if he can become a weapon off the ball, then you have a nightmare even without the shot being there yet. And the shot will come with reps and working on it. It's still a problem. Like, I watched that Pacer game. He had a wide open corner three from a dish and airballed by a foot. But it's okay. It's work in progress. And you're seeing that he's got that next play up mentality too, which I love to see with rookies, of just, okay, what's next? Like, I'm flying all over the place. I love also that, like, he'll make a big block and just be like, okay, where do I got to be? Like, the ball is out of bounds. Like, he's just locked in, like, okay, next play. And I think he's got a great coach that's going to keep unlocking his game and motivating him. And we've always heard that he's a hard worker and a great kid. Yes. So I'm not worried about him and finding his groove and getting better. Like, I think he landed in the perfect place. We've all said this, like, he landed in a great spot that's going to get the best basketball player out of him.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned the shot, and he's being left wide open because no one respects him as a shooter, and nor should they. And teams are really going way under. So a good way to combat that is to use him more off ball and let him be that corner crasher on offensive rebounds and have him make back cuts constantly. And he's buying into that. The shot, and he's shooting 20% on all jumpers. I don't think that's unexpected. I don't think that's, you know, obviously it's really low. We'd love that to be double, triple that, but it's not. But the cutting's more effective. He's shooting 62.5% at the rim, which is close to what he was shooting at the rim in the half court with OTE. It's a little lower, but the fact that it's this high surprises me, given the concerns I had about that coming into the season. And he's drawing a shooting foul on 18.1% of his shot attempts, which is ranks in the 100th percentile. So he's getting to the line a bunch. The free throw percentage, again, still needs to improve. But given his work ethic, given everything we hear about him, I think it will. I don't think he's ever going to be an awesome shooter, but league average, I don't think it's a pipe dream like it maybe was this time a year ago.
I'm right there with you. I think we just got to wait and see. Me and you have talked about this before. I swear we were like, he's either going to start out the gate red hot and shock people, or he could be a post all-star break guy where all of a sudden things just start clicking. My big thing with the men is I want to see him have a couple more like stretches of like five games where he's really putting together and the confidence is building. And then, you know, if they make the playing game and they're playing their butt off and they're a young team that's hungry, they get a win. Unbelievable. You know, if they somehow got to the playoffs, that's a huge win for the Rockets for where they are right now. And everything looks like it's trending in the right direction. But a man with a full offseason of, you know, you can see on tape, he's annoyed when guys are playing him so off. Because then he tries to take him off the bounce and he's having some success sometimes. But like if he's going to go this offseason and just be like, pull up jumpers, threes. I'm just going to hammer everything away. And he's going to big sophomore leap guy. I feel like he's going to really be an exciting one. He's going to go to summer league and shoot a three the first possession. And if he hits it, everyone's going to freak out. It's going to be awesome.
And during warmups, he made like 8 or 9 in a row from the top of the arc. So I was like, oh, that's fun. Didn't translate to the game, but yeah. Baby steps. But I think the kind of next area of his game that still can really be unlocked is the playmaking, because we still haven't seen that really pop. There's not a ton of shooting or consistent scoring on that Rockets team, which will get better in time. But once they kind of figure out how to implement him more as a playmaker, that I think that even more importantly than the shot is kind of where the offense pops. So anything else on the men?
No, I'm excited. I think it's just another one that looks like it's going to be part of a fun class. Like a men's look great.